Major League Baseball is taking another blow with the release of a report by former U.S. Senator George Mitchell on performance-enhancing drugs in baseball. But the report acknowledges that it is not definitive.
For more than a decade, there has been widespread illegal use of anabolic steroids and other performance-enhancing substances by players in Major League Baseball, in violation of federal law and baseball policy.
A former prosecutor and U.S. Senator from Maine, Mitchell was appointed by Commissioner Bud Selig to conduct the investigation in March of 2006, shortly after the release of the book Game of Shadows, which documented the use of steroids by the game's biggest star, former San Francisco Giants player Barry Bonds, who is now under indictment for allegedly lying to a grand jury about his use of such drugs. Baseball did nothing about rumors for years about players using steroids, until a Sports Illustrated cover story in 2002 said baseball had become a pharmacological trade show and then it instituted random tests. They enhanced the penalties for those found in violation of the steroid policy back in 2005 after a congressional hearing was held that embarrassed slugger Mark McGwire, who refused to discuss his past, as well as Sammy Sosa. The two stars who hit record numbers of home runs back in 1998 and 1999 at the beginning of what is known as the steroid era. Senator Mitchell said baseball has been aware of the problem and ignored it.
Club officials routinely have discussed the possibility of substance use when evaluating players. The response by baseball was slow to develop and was initially ineffective.
One of the owners involved in the game when the steroid era began flourishing was President George W. Bush, who owned the Texas Rangers, and was mentioned in Jose Canseco's 2005 expose called Juiced. But White House Press Secretary Dana Perino said he saw no signs of such problems when he was with the Rangers.
He did not recall steroids being used or discussed in that period in 1993 or before.
Dave Zirin is a contributor to SportsIllustrated.com, The Nation magazine, and is the author of the book Welcome to the Terror Dome, The Pain, Promise, and Politics of Sports. WMNF asked him about his thoughts on this much-anticipated $20 million, 21 months in the making report.
I feel like somebody just spit in my face and told me that it's raining. I think that the Mitchell report, to me, reads like an absolute fraud aimed at absolving the owners in the face of overwhelming evidence that there's been 15 years of a steroid era in Major League Baseball.
Do you think that most people, I mean, I know that's a generalization, but the public out there, will they think that way, or do they come across as thinking of these ballplayers like they have in a few cases already as individuals going out there and just cheating, and they're the ones who've demeaned the game?
Well, no, the report is very sexy, so I think what most people are going to think about are the sexy aspects of the report, particularly Roger Clemens being named. I mean, that's the story of the day, if not the week, if not the year. Here in Major League Baseball, that Roger Clemens, you know, somebody who has for years professed that he didn't do any performance-enhancing drugs, was in fact named by his former trainer, the same trainer who once did an op-ed in the New York Times where he talked about how insulted he was that people assumed the players on the Yankees used steroids. So there's enough flash there that I think distracts people from the great underlying truth here, which is that Mitchell says nothing and writes nothing about any role that owners might have played in facilitating the steroid era. And considering Mitchell's close ties with the commissioner's office, considering that this was a $20 million funded study by the commissioner's office, I think it feels like a whitewash to me.
Now, you're right. There's, I think, other than Peter McGowan, the owner of the Giants in there, I didn't see any owner mentioned in this report at all. Let's talk about the Giants, if we could, and Barry Bonds, who's been the face of the story for the decade or so. Many people say it's because he's been so successful, that he's not a nice guy, that the book of Game of Shadows put this in explicit detail about his exploits. Does Barry Bonds, who, of course, is in serious legal trouble right now, basically for doing what this report says many other people did. Is Bonds in the court of public opinion, which isn't going to help him right now in his legal situation, but in the court of public opinion, will people look at him any differently now?
That is a terrific question, and I just have to do pure speculation, of course, on that. But I think that this helps Barry Bonds because I think the commissioner's office for a number of years has attempted to make the steroid story in baseball a story about Barry Bonds, because they're able then to deflect from their own complicity. That's happened. Now, with this report, I think what the commissioner's office realized was that the status quo wasn't working, that it was really just tough to sell that. So now it has to come out that all kinds of players have used steroids, former MVPs, retired players, beloved players, that it was something quite more widespread. And yet still, I got to tell you, really, to get off bounds for a sec, if you look at the names, you notice that over half of them are retired players. So, but as long as you can flash Roger Clemens' name there and Barry Bonds' name, you're going to get the media coverage of this being hard-hitting. But to me, the punch is surprisingly soft. But to answer your question directly, I do think this helps Barry Bonds because it'll force people to look at this as an anabolic era and not a Barry Bonds era.
There's an indication at the end of the report that there's another deal that the investigators could not find out more about. I believe actually SI.com says that that indicates that there are more players who could later be named, not by this report, but that are just involved. But again, we've seen this. Eric Gagne, who's listed in this report, just signed a $10 million contract. Miguel Tejada was just traded yesterday. He's mentioned all over this report. I don't see anybody getting too outraged about those guys right now in their situations.
No, I don't think, and that's the other bizarre thing about the report is that Mitchell issues this report. I mean, he's effectively trashed the reputation of several dozen players, and then at the end of it, he says that he doesn't believe anything should be done. If you saw the press conference, he's very clear about that now's the time to move forward, let the healing begin, blah, blah, blah. And yet, to me, that's just what makes this seem all the more sham-like, because it's like, you got to either go one way or the other. You got to either prosecute everybody the way they're prosecuting Barry Bonds. You got to put everybody in front of a grand jury and see who lies and who doesn't. Or you got to just say, you know what, this has been an anabolic era and we should just move on. Frankly, I think that's what baseball should have done a couple years ago. Bud Selig just should have stood up and said, you know what, we're all at fault here. This is a systemic problem. This ain't about Barry Bonds. This is about baseball. And if he'd done that, with the tougher testing, I think baseball fans would have been more than happy to move on. And the fact that we've been subjected to this soap opera is really just staggering to me that it's all unraveled like this.